BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Afternoon.
What are they after?
The one.
After.
Newsbeat.
BBC Radio 1. Let's go.
Scott Mills.
With Scott Mills.
It's a man, actually, Derek.
But.
You thought that was big?
Huge.
Get this.
3, 2.
Radio 1.
Go!
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, are you in a relationship but still getting messages from other people? If so, you will relate to today's podcast. Also, you give Katie, our American listener, loads of travel tips. She's coming here next month. The Scott Mills Travel Agency is officially open. We wake up Lauren the Fresher from yesterday's show. Did she go out last night? Spoiler, yes. And Jordan North joins me to call up LOL companies on funny business. Okay. Greg James does Ready on Breakfast. But at this time of year, we are the Freshers Ready on Breakfast. I'm going to call Lauren from yesterday now.
Hello.
Lauren? Scott Mills.
Hey, Scott.
Remember me? Spoke to you yesterday?
Yes.
Have I woken you up?
Yeah.
You see, we are the breakfast show for freshers.
That's so great.
So yesterday when I spoke to you, you sounded about a 6 out of 10. Today I'm saying that you are maybe a 3.5, 4.
Yeah, I think it's getting worse.
Yeah. Can I hear a little bit of freshers flu there creeping in?
Yeah, maybe slowly.
Tell me what happened last night.
Well, we went out, we got the train into Falmouth, and all the girls were like, oh yeah, we're going to wear heels, and we're going to go out wearing heels, and by the end of the night, I was carrying those heels.
Right, you're really making me want to cough for you.
Yeah.
Just have a little cough, it might make it better. All right, so you carried your heels into a kebab shop.
Yeah, and now I have blisters bulging out of my feet.
Lush.
Yeah.
Hello, boys. And it's only Tuesday. What's happening tonight? Oh, I'm not going out.
I don't think we're going out.
Sure, Jan. Of course you are.
We'll see. Apparently student nights are on a Wednesday and a Thursday here.
Okay.
So, might save it until Wednesday.
I'll call you back and check in maybe tomorrow and see how that went, staying in.
Yeah, okay.
Do you think what we got you to do yesterday in the lecture has raised your profile at uni at all?
I'm getting some weird looks every now and then, so probably.
I feel like you want to go back to sleep.
I do.
All right, I won't keep you then. I'll check in tomorrow and see how the night in went, yeah?
Okay, Scott.
Right.
Bye.
She is not staying in tonight.
Scott Mills.
Sophie, who works on the show, has a problem. But I think you're stressing way too much over this.
No, this is a disaster.
Okay, right. So we have a WhatsApp group that the team use to speak to each other about plans for the show, etc. But Sophie here doesn't always use it for that. I mean, the rest of us are like, what about this idea? And Sophie generally uses it for, what would you say? Like, stuff happening in your life.
Verbal diarrhea.
It really is. Like, it's almost like she's got no friends.
Oh my God.
No, it's because we are your friends. But I feel that, and I'm here for it, but I feel that you generally tell us first. And I love that.
Okay.
It makes me feel that you're really comfortable with sharing.
Yeah.
And sometimes oversharing.
Say anything.
It's great. So tell everyone what you'd said on the group yesterday.
So I popped a screen grab of a message I received on Facebook over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really use Facebook anymore.
No.
But clicked back onto it, looked at my messages and realised that I'd had a message from a guy I went to uni with.
Yeah.
Saying that he'd had a bit of a soft spot for me at uni. Flattered. Right. Genuinely flattered.
Yeah. Do you remember him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That he was wondering if I was single at the moment and whether I'd want to meet up for a drink.
Can I ask, what time did the message arrive?
So it was about 12:15, Saturday night.
No. Right, okay.
And I just don't know how to take it.
I think you can tell a lot from what time messages were sent, do you know what I mean?
What, so you don't think he was just pining after me for months?
After midnight, I'm saying, I don't know. What we've done here is had this message voiced up three different ways because I think it could be taken either of these three ways. Confident.
Hey, how you doing? I know this is incredibly random and out of the blue, but you popped up on my timeline and it reminded me how I always had a bit of a soft spot for you at uni. Was wondering if you're single at the moment and fancy grabbing a drink. No worries if not. Appreciate this is completely out of the blue. Kiss.
Or was it sheepish?
Hey, how are you doing? I know this is incredibly random and out of the blue, but you popped up on my timeline and it reminded me how I always had a bit of a soft spot for you at uni. I was wondering if you're single at the moment and if you fancied grabbing a drink. No worries if not. I appreciate this is completely out of the blue. Kiss?
Or, because after midnight, CD.
Hey, how you doing? I know this is incredibly random and out of the blue, but you popped up on my timeline and it reminded me of how I always had a bit of a soft spot for you at uni. Was wondering if you're single at the moment and fancy grabbing a drink? No worries if not. This is completely out of the blue.
God, I hope it wasn't that one.
Right, so you're stressing about what to do.
Yeah, because, well, I've got a boyfriend now.
You have.
Haven't I?
Yes, you have. Why are you so weird about that as well?
I don't know.
It's okay to have a boyfriend.
But even when I've got a boyfriend, I've still got dating dilemmas.
Why? Yeah, but exactly. Like, why are you even thinking about replying to this?
Because it was a nice message. I don't know if I should reply.
Have you told your boyfriend?
Yes.
And?
He came up with a suggested response.
Oh,
actually.
Can we hear that?
Yeah, let me find it.
Right, find it. I'll play a song, find it.
Okay. The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Radio 1. Sophie, who works on the show, is on the radio. Hi.
Hello.
Okay, so got this message on Facebook, which she doesn't normally check, the other night, about 12:15, from some guy at uni. You didn't ever get with him, did you?
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
What? It's a fair question. That's a fair question. Oh, no, because he said in the message, like, but he had a soft spot for you. Okay, right, yeah, got it. This was the message.
Hey, how you doing? I know this is incredibly random and out of the blue, but you popped up on my timeline and it reminded me how I always had a bit of a soft spot for you at uni. Was wondering if you're single at the moment and fancy grabbing a drink. No worries if not. Appreciate this is completely out of the blue. Kiss.
So your boyfriend of now has suggested a possible reply.
Yeah, okay. First of all, he said that I was a little heartbreaker.
Oh, so he took it all right?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. So what did he suggest back?
Could just be like, hey, I'm doing great, thanks. That's very sweet of you, but I'm in a relationship at the moment. Hope you're well.
Did he write at the moment?
Oh, my God.
You didn't spot that, did you?
No, I didn't. Oh, my God.
Relationship at the moment?
That's not okay, is it? No. Shall I flag that?
Flag it now.
What should I say? Hey, babe. Yeah. Oh, sorry, that's so cringe. Noticed you said I was in a relationship.
Put in brackets. No, yeah, not brackets. Commas. At the moment.
At the moment. Moment in capitals. Yeah. Anything you need to tell me?
Yeah. Fine.
Okay, sent. Yeah.
Right. Oh, this is going to be exciting because he's going to reply while we're still talking. Anyway, so what do you think you're going to put back? Are you going to just go with that?
I think I'll go like that, but my one hesitation is it just a joke message that his mate has written?
I think you're way overthinking that. It's definitely him.
So just send that message.
Well, let's ask everyone else first because maybe other people have been in this situation. It must happen all the time. So you're in a relationship. You get a little late-night message from someone that maybe fancied you a few years ago from afar. What did you do? 81199.
The Scott Mills Daily.
When we do stuff like this on the show, it brings out some absolute rats out of the woodwork. I'm not sure I'm okay with you listening. There's some awful stories. Sophie, yes? What's he replied?
So the boyfriend's replied, ha, ha, ha. Well, you can tell him you've met your future husband if you like.
Oh, that's sweet. Oh, how do you feel about that? No? No, don't say that on the radio.
TBC.
Move away from the microphone.
He also said, what did you say to him in the end? Anything? He's keen to know whether I'm going
to Okay,
reply.
Right, see, he's so keen.
Yeah.
I think a keeper. But yeah. What did he reply to the thing about at the moment? Not addressed, was it?
Not addressed.
No, that was kind of it.
Left that out.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Jordan North, hi.
Hey.
Welcome to my funny business. There are companies in this world, not just in the UK, we go international sometimes, with funny slash stupid slash ridiculous names. And these are the companies we call every Tuesday. In the absence of Chris, are you ready to give it a whirl?
Yeah, well up for it.
So, Jordan, here's how it works. I've got a number for you to ring, and it's a good business name, and then you do the same for me. You got one for me?
Yes, got one for you.
Okay. The one rule, Jordan North, is you cannot laugh, okay? I'm calling the number now for you.
Hello?
Hello, big boys.
Hi, it's Jordan here. What's your name?
Hi, Jordan. My name's Gaz. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Gaz, I'm good. What sort of business is Big Boys?
So, we are a top-end burger restaurant in Folkestone in Kent, serving the best burgers in the UK.
Right, okay. So, it's just burgers?
Yep, just burgers.
Do you get any big boys that come into Big Boys?
We certainly do. We get a lot of big boys, and we've also got a really big food challenge that a lot of big boys try and take on as well.
What happens if a small boy comes in?
We tell them to leave. we only want big boys here.
Okay, thanks, good. Thank you very much for speaking to us today.
Cheers, Jordan. Take care.
And they're gone. It was weird how he answered, like you'd be like, hello, big boys. That's how you answer like, if you're a company. He went, hello, big boys.
Hello, big boys.
That's not how you answer the phone.
I imagine he had jazz hands whilst he was doing it. Hello, big boys.
You did well, though. You only laughed at the end.
Yeah.
All right. You got one for me?
Yes.
Okay. Let's ring the number.
Hello, S&M.
Hello?
Hello, S&M.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this S&M?
It is S&M.
Oh, excellent. Hello. What's your company then?
S&M.
All right.
S&M Decorating Supplies.
Decorating Supplies?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. And,
not what you might think I should see.
No. Do you get some dodgy calls?
Oh, all the time, yeah.
But do you? What do they ask?
Yeah. Oh, you got any masks there? Or you got any handcuffs? And I said, oh, mate, you got the wrong number, yeah? Mm. It's another... Yeah, you know what I mean.
Well, so people actually call going, hello, have you got any handcuffs?
We get everything over the years, yeah. Right. It's like... it's the name in the S&M, they get the wrong idea.
Yeah, no, I
think they're just people winding up on that, you know, but you never know.
Dare I ask what the S&M stands for?
Yes, they are. They stand for my son's names, Spencer and Mitchell.
Ah, you see, if I had a company, I would also be S&M, because I am Scott Mills.
Oh, right, Scott Mills.
Yeah, that's me.
Radio 1.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, well then, Scott, yeah. Right, what do you want, anyhow? Do you want some paint?
I'm all right, actually. Where are you based? I can hit somewhere in Wales, isn't it?
We're down in Cardiff, yeah, the main place, yeah.
Yes.
Cardiff, yeah, Cardiff's great.
It is great. I love it. I'm there a lot. So next time I need some paint.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, next time I need some paint.
Come to S&M.
I will pop into the gold mine that is S&M next time I'm in Cardiff. Yeah. I won't be long.
Okay. Right. Thanks, Scott.
Good to speak to you.
God bless.
God bless.
Bye. Bye.
Yeah. And he's gone.
Even I was, like, trying not to laugh there. You're good at this.
I do it every week, though. Right, you're in for Grimmy later. What have you got on?
We've got North's knockoffs. We're going to do Ball Bag, and we might be telling you what happened in that off-licence on Bank Holiday Sunday.
Yes, Jordan North from Forum Radio 1. Thanks.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Alex.
Why, hello there, Scott.
Right, so this is the second day in a row that's happened. You know you've got Scott Mills, not Greg James, right?
I know, but I just feel like compelled to say it to anyone at Radio 1.
Fair, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on a lot.
Let's to Ainsley Harriet.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Ainsley. What's your job then?
I'm a courier driver.
Okay. What are you couriering around today?
I try and have a guess, but you can normally tell by the reaction of the person signing for it. So if they're a little bit embarrassed, then you know. probably something fun. But the majority of the time it's cloves or I do a lot of plants and stuff, which is the worst because all the earth gets everywhere.
All right. Is it true that you're a James Corden lookalike?
I was a little while ago before I started to grow the beard a bit.
Right, so you're a former James Corden lookalike?
Exactly. I'd go as far as saying that. I've got the jacket he wore in Gavin and Stacey.
Do people come up to you like, oi, Smithy?
Yeah, I'd do the robot when needed.
Why don't you switch to being full-time James Corden?
I've looked online, but there aren't any jobs at the moment, but I'd definitely do it.
What do you mean there aren't any jobs?
Well, I look on the job sites, but there's nothing sort of matches that.
No, but obviously you can't go to the job centre and be like, oh, I want to be a James Corden lookalike, but, like, just do it off your own back.
Yeah.
Like, just start
it. It's a possible future, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, I did a DJ gig a few years ago in Stirling with a Lady Gaga lookalike.
Right.
And she just
Male
started...
Male or female?
It was a lady, actually, Derek. And she couldn't bring her disco stick, through security on the plane. So she had to leave it behind. They said it could have been a weapon. Right, so today it's bangers, but Chris isn't here, so I'm not going to tell you whose song is who, right?
Okay.
All right, so this might be mine, it might be Chris's.
I'd say that's definitely a Scott.
You don't know that?
I'd say so.
You don't know that? Bruno Mars.
Chris going there.
Bruno Mars, Grenade. Not feeling that?
It just reminds me of one of those videos I got sent once that shouldn't really be seen by many people.
All right, then, moving on.
Yeah.
I mean, you really can't tell who's this who.
1,000,000%. So, Chris Stark is unbelievable.
I mean, I could have chosen this. It's Pieces by Chaser Status.
What's it going to be? I can't see that happening.
It's not obvious.
As much as I like Bruno, and I once saw Bruno lookalike at the cricket, I'm going Chris Starks on the second one.
What is it with you and lookalikes? To be fair, I had to check what that Chaser Status record was and didn't know it. Yeah, Bruno is definitely mine.
I'm James Barr. I'm a gay.
I'm Dan Hudson. I'm a non-gay.
Now, on Tell It, we look at the controversial practice of so-called gay conversion therapy.
I struggled for about 20 years and had really big problems. I thought, well, I have to try to get some help.
Are you still attracted to men now?
Not emotionally. Sometimes I can see a man and I think, well, he's very attractive.
Dan Hudson and James Barr have some uncomfortable encounters.
When people are mean to you as a gay person, and part of you thinks that it's your fault...
People are horrible. It can be really tough to grow up as a gay kid.
Tell It.
From gay to non-gay.
Available now. Download and subscribe on BBC Sounds.
I mean, I was never really going to win with Bruno Mars against that, was I? Give James Corden a medal. Absolutely brilliant. That's from Aaron and Milton Keynes. Ed in Cornwall, loving it. Spencer in Loughborough, really enjoying it. The video's great for this, but a peak Chris Stark choice. You're not wrong, Stu. That was Chaser Status. Today's Chris pick on bangers.
Scott Mills.
Little Sims, hello.
Hi.
I've got mad envy of you.
Why?
Because multi-skilled.
Oh.
I can only do this.
What?
I can only do the radio.
How do you know?
Not good at anything. No, I've tried. I've tried dancing on TV. That didn't work out for me. On Strictly. That was rubbish.
Really?
Not any good at sport. Can't act. Can't sing.
I mean...
You can probably do all of those.
It's all... It's
well, it wasn't awful in Skins. I was in Skins once. I was terrible.
Oh, was you?
Yeah, but I was playing myself, so it wasn't really acting. Oh, hang on. I've forgotten, actually. There's more in my acting repertoire. I was a policeman twice, once in the Bill.
Was you?
And once in Hollyoaks.
See? There right? you go.
I mean, it's not Top Boy, is it? But it's a start. how did you think the Live Lounge went today?
Yeah, I enjoyed that. That was wicked, man. It was like, got to bring Leanne LaHabas in.
People are loving that, by the way, that you drafted Leanne in.
Yeah.
Can I read you some of the comments?
Yeah, please do.
Have you had a look yet?
I haven't had a chance to go through them.
Here's your first look. Okay. Right, so there's a girl called Lucy who actually works here at Radio 1. Notoriously hard to please. She won't mind me saying that. Wow, best Live Lounge of recent memory.
Oh.
She's a tough one to crack, do you know what I mean?
Wow.
Little Sims deserves to have an amazing day after that Live Lounge. Okay. Wow, Little Sims, Leanne LaHabas, fire emoji. Little Sims in the Live Lounge is exactly what I needed today. Forgot how great that album is. Need to revisit her debut too.
Oh, wow.
Because people are going to go back now, you see, and discover the debut.
Yeah.
And then there's loads of rude words in a good way about the Live Lounge. Do you want to hear it back?
The Live Lounge?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Good so far. You're not on yet. Yeah.
Stepped in style and far from shy, I ain't got a pretend. Smelling expensive, all fresh face, looking like I've been cleansed. Had a hate and love it at the same time, that ain't making no sense. Still, I paid them no mind. I told them a million times I set pace off on the no trends. Cause you're free.
Absolutely smashed it.
I'm really proud of that one.
You should be. Little Sims, thank you for doing the Live Lounge.
Thank you for having me. BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills. Radio 1. Yesterday, for the very first time, we flung open the doors to the Scott Mills Travel Agency. This is what I would have done if the radio hadn't worked out. I would have done something to do with travel. Possibly cabin crew. Travel agent what? Travel agent. Or rep on the coach. Your shops are on the left, don't drink the water. That could have been me. Anyway, Katie got in touch from Chicago and she's coming to the UK for the first time next month and hit us up and wanted some ideas. So we asked you, the listener, yesterday what she should do. She wanted stuff involving Anne Boleyn off of No Head, Harry Potter, tea, history, old buildings and Prince Harry. And your offers came flooding in. Hi, Katie.
Hey, Scott.
Right, I told you our listeners step up at this kind of thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
We've had so many people with some ideas for you.
All right, I am so ready.
Ready?
To hear these ideas.
First, we've got Beth. Hey, Beth.
Hi.
Where are you?
I'm in North Wales.
Okay, so Beth, what should Katie do when she's here?
So, we've got tons of castles up here in North Wales. So there's four main ones. Along the coast, and then there's loads of like ruins of castles, and we've got like manor houses which are like castles as well. I mean, you literally can't move for castles.
Katie, you did say castles.
I did. That sounds awesome.
What have you got then in the way of castles, please, Beth?
So we've got Carnarvon Castle, which actually has a dragon in it, which is really cool. And then you've got Conway Castle, which Conway Castle I actually found out was used in Tudor times by Henry VIII. It was used as a prison.
Did Anne Boleyn ever go there?
Do you know, I couldn't find anything out, but I like to hope she was there. Like,
let's just say she did, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then you've got Beaumaris and Harlech as well, which are like really nice along the coast. Beaumaris, I think, is like a ruin. But apparently it was supposed to be the best castle ever built at the time. And they ran out of money and the Scots invaded and it just never got built. But it's still really nice to go.
You are ticking all the boxes here, apart from one, Harry Potter.
Oh, well, if you go to Bangor, there's not a castle, but their university building is called Main Arts and it looks like Hogwarts.
Oh, my gosh, that sounds great.
Thanks, Beth. Georgia, what have you got for Katie?
So I think I pretty much tick every box here.
Oh, go on.
So if you go to Old Town Edinburgh, you've got a castle that is the one that was inspired for Hogwarts. Then you've also got Greyfriars Graveyard, where you can find all the names of the Harry Potter characters that J.K. Rowling picked off. Yep. You've got Tom Riddle, you've got McGonagall, you've got them all. And then you can also walk past her apartment where she wrote the book.
Get out.
And have a tea. Ooh. You can have a cup of tea in the little coffee shop that she wrote the books in as well. So, yeah, I think you've got it all there. You've got spooky ghost tours. You've got everything.
Oh, that's necessary. Oh,
it's so necessary.
Yeah.
You've got all the history, all the buildings. And
all the history.
Yeah, I've heard very good things about Edinburgh. So.
Right. To be honest, when you called yesterday, Edinburgh was the first place that came into my head.
Oh. Yeah, it's amazing. You need to go, Katie.
Do you guys want to know what my friend calls Edinburgh?
Go on.
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. It's worse.
Edinburgh.
Yes.
That's not okay.
No, it's not.
Do you know what Australians call Loughborough?
No.
Luga Baruga?
Oh, what? That's pretty bad.
I might have made that up, but I like to think that,
okay,
that one of them does. does he also say Leicester Square or Leicester?
Oh, gosh, I haven't checked yet.
Because it's Leicester.
I'm going to test them.
Katie, wait right there. I've got one more slightly left-field random option for you next, okay?
Scott Mills.
Hey, Katie.
How's it going?
Good. You're in Chicago, Illinois, and soon you will be in the UK next month, and you asked for the Scott Mills Travel Agency to help you out on your trip to the UK.
I'm so happy to be your very first customer.
Well, welcome along. Right, Lewis, hi.
Hello.
What's your slightly more random option, please, for Katie?
Ooh, well, you mentioned Anne Boleyn, and up near Norwich, there is a Anne Boleyn escape room. It takes place in a place called Bickling.
Right.
And it's where Anne Boleyn was born, and the escape room takes place in the church where Anne Boleyn would have worshipped when she was around.
Right. The escape room didn't really work out for her, did it?
No, not particularly. But it's not so much getting out of the room, because it's a church, it's not actually, you wouldn't be locked in.
Right.
It's about getting Anne Boleyn and Henry VIII up the aisle to get them married.
What, and that's the aim of the room?
That's the aim of the room.
This is mad. Did you have to do, character acting or something?
You can do. It was completely optional. I didn't partake, but...
But you can. Well, who are you supposed to be?
You meant to be like Anne Boleyn's family, so her father, her mother, her brothers, sisters.
Okay, so, sorry.
Yeah.
Katie, how does that sound to you?
That sounds pretty cool. My friend will love that.
Imagine being Anne Boleyn's actual family. Oh, you'd be a sister. You could be Jeff Boleyn, James Boleyn, Susie Boleyn, Pam Boleyn, any of the Boleyns.
Yes, okay.
They aren't actually any of her family, by the way. We just made them up, so...
Yeah, that's a pretty big family.
You probably knew that. Which one of those is your favourite, Katie?
I think I'm going to have to say Edinburgh.
Yeah, I thought so.
All of the above.
All right, yeah. Well, listen, have a think about it. Make a final decision. Get back in touch with me. Maybe we'll come along.
Yes, yeah, that'd be sweet.
Thanks for being my first customer.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Thank you for choosing the Scott Mills Travel Agency.
Scott Mills.
Earlier on the show, we were speaking about Sophie, who is on the team. Now, she has a boyfriend at the moment, and the other night, about 12:15, this message appears on her Facebook.
Hey, how you doing? I know this is incredibly random and out of the blue, but you popped up on my timeline, and it reminded me how I always had a bit of a soft spot for you at uni. Was wondering if you're single at the moment and fancy grabbing a drink. No worries if not. Appreciate this completely out of the blue. Kiss.
Bear in mind, Sophie is in a relationship. She's very happy. What do we say back? We're going to decide on tomorrow's show. Let me know. What would you put? 81119. Dave, you had the same situation, right?
I did, yes.
What happened?
Going back about 5 or 6 years ago now. I was actually called out to do some plastering for this girl. And it constituted basically of plastering her bedrooms and a hallway, a kitchen, etc., etc., etc. And we stuck up an immediate friendship. I completed the job for her. She was very, very happy. But also, as well as the building game, I actually write poetry. And just before I came away from the job on my last day, I actually wrote her a poem. So fast forward about 18 months, I just received a text out of the blue very early one morning as to saying, how are you? How's life? Are you still plastering, etc., etc.? And we've been together ever since.
That is so cool. So how come you wrote her a poem?
Because it's a big passion of mine. I also do that alongside my building. It's something I've done since school, probably about the age of 14 or 15.
That is so cute. So you got a text and you're still together?
Yes, we are, yeah.
And you've plastered her ever since? That's so cute.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1, Chris is back, and Sam Fender will review his own live lounge.